Good morning, men. Our God is still in control. He is still in control. And 2020 does not change who our God is. The election this week does not change who our God is. The chaos that we see sometimes in the news does not change who our God is. And I'm not sure who needed to hear that, but I needed to hear it. And sometimes you just need to say it to yourself, that He is still in charge. So I went to go pick up lunch on Tuesday, and I'm driving past a polling station and one of the locations, and there's signs everywhere, and we've seen it, right? The signs just line up and down the street. And in the sea of all the signs is one sign by itself, and it read, Jesus 2020. Someone just stuck it there amongst all the other signs of people running for office. Jesus 2020. That is a campaign we can all get behind. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And so as followers of Christ, we know that God has a plan. We might not understand it, but we're called to trust Him. Have you ever had something not turn out as planned? Have you ever carefully crafted a plan and then it just blows up in your face? How about 2020? Who here would say 2020 has gone as planned? It doesn't feel like it's going as planned. So we make plans, but there's different variables that come into play, and we can't control a lot of them, but they determine the outcome, or they can influence the outcome, and it really becomes out of our hands. And what I've learned when things don't go as planned, it is okay to be upset. It is okay to grieve. But we should seek God's face, we should seek His love, we should seek His peace and His guidance and His counsel throughout this process. So how do we react when things don't go as planned? How can we find hope in God when things don't go as planned? Well, thankfully, we have the book of Proverbs. We've been studying it now for 18 weeks. This is the 19th week, and so we will be in Proverbs 19. And we've learned throughout this study that Proverbs is full of wisdom. Dennis Prager said this, the secular world produces a lot of knowledge, but almost no wisdom. And men, this is why we study Proverbs. So open your Bibles, please, to Proverbs 19. And we're going to start at verse 21. So Proverbs 19, 21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Men, we must be patient and wait for the Lord, but sometimes it can be hard to wait. And so when you're waiting, you need an open heart and an open mind and an open soul. But while you're waiting and called to be patient, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be ready. And sometimes you need to get ready because something bigger is yet to come. God might have plans for you that you didn't imagine. So how do we get ready? Well, let's take a look at some other verses in 19, the book of Proverbs. We're going to start at Proverbs 19:8. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who cherishes understanding prospers. You see, if we really care about ourselves, if you care about being the best you can be, then you will seek wisdom. Then I will seek wisdom. And what does it mean to cherish something? Right? When we cherish something, we hold it dear. Right? When you cherish something, you hold it close to you. You care about it. You protect it. You hold it close to our heart. We hold it close because it's important to us. And this is how we take care of ourselves. Proverbs 19:11 says this, a man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. I have written down here a reminder to myself in my Bible, slow to anger. We should be slow to anger, but quick to forgive. This is what God calls us to do as his followers. We should be slow to anger, but abounding in love. We should be slow to anger, but quick to listen. And when we seek and obtain wisdom, then God gives us a patient heart. And he teaches us how. to have patience and how to overlook an offense. And so we must choose to forgive those that hurt us. Let's skip down to Proverbs 19:16. He who obeys instruction guards his life, but he who is contemptuous of his ways will die. The instructions we're told to follow are in God's word. We can find it right here. Number one bestseller, the Bible. And so when we study God's word in an attempt to obtain wisdom, then that is an act of like self-preservation. Right? We are making ourselves better. But to disobey is self-destructive. And to be contemptuous is to be disrespectful. Someone said to me that obedience is God's love language. And he doesn't mean obedience as in something that is oppressive, but one of obedience to his word so we can show love and grace to others. You see, when we keep God's commandment and we study his word and we follow his word, then we keep ourselves from pain and trouble. Let's skip down to Proverbs 19:20. Listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you will be wise. We must listen and be willing to be coached. That's hard, to be willing to be coached. That is being willing to humble yourself, to take feedback, and try to make yourself better. A godly man has a desire to grow in wisdom. And a desire to be better, and a desire to take feedback from other godly men. So do you have yourself vulnerable, right? Are you willing to open yourself up? And I think that's why we gather here in groups on Friday mornings, right? That opportunity to share with each other, to grow with each other, and to hold each other accountable. Proverbs 19:27 at the end of the chapter says this. Proverbs 19:20, listen to advice and accept instruction. 19:27, stop listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. So it's an appropriate ending to this chapter, right? Learning is a constant process. And this is my reminder to never stop studying God's word. This is my reminder to keep coming here every Friday morning for almost 20 years. This is why my father invited me to come here over 20 years ago. This is why we gather. I'm a work in progress. I hope you view yourself as a work in progress. And we need God's word to help us, right? To keep us pointed in the right direction. 19:21, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. You see, we make plans for various reasons and for various motives, right? Having plans is a good thing. Seeking to point yourself in the right direction is a good thing. And many times our intentions are pure and they're good, but sometimes our egos can get in the way. Sometimes pride gets in the way. Sometimes greed gets in the way. And a man's intention can quickly become corrupted. Sometimes lust gets in the way. And that causes us to go down this path that God does not intend for us. It's not the path he wants. And so how do we ensure that our path is aligned with God's? 19:8 tells us to seek wisdom and cherish it. 19:11 says, be patient, forgive. 19:16 says, obey God's word. Proverbs 19:20 says, listen to advice and accept instruction. And I like to add, from godly men. And 19:27 says, don't stop listening to instruction. So as Christians, we know and believe that God will eventually get his way. The Lord has guided this nation for over 250 years. And God cares about each of us. And God always has been and still is in control, even in 2020. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Men, great leaders are great followers of Jesus Christ, and so we must follow so we can lead. How do you find hope when life does not go as planned? We rest in the hope of God, and we find joy in our relationship with Jesus. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Here's the challenge, men. Do the plans in your heart line up with the Lord's purpose? Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to gather here in person and via technology to study your word, to offer encouragement and accountability to each other, and to grow closer to you. Please be with every man here. Be with our country. Give us a spirit of healing and love and forgiveness. And let us get on the campaign of Jesus 2020. Amen.